This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado's education budget for next year is now official. Governor Jared Polis has signed the $9 billion School Finance Act. CPR's Jenny Brundin reports the two parties disagreed on the timeline to fully fund schools.
The education budget had strong bipartisan support in the legislature. However, Republicans did fight unsuccessfully to put more funding into education this year by tapping into the state's reserves and wiping out a long-running funding shortfall. Democrats instead opted for a more incremental increase with the goal of fully funding schools next year in order to preserve a 15% cash reserve for the future. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
Governor Jared Polis is heralding a U.S. Supreme Court decision to uphold a California farm law banning the use of gestation crates on pork farms. CPR's Megan Verlee.
In a statement, Governor Polis said striking down Prop 12 could have jeopardized a Colorado law that requires all eggs sold in the state come from cage-free hens. He also said the Supreme Court's ruling may protect the state's climate laws. Opponents of Prop 12 claim that because of California's economic size, its rule has an unfair influence on other states. But a divided court ruled that California's Prop 12 did not unconstitutionally infringe on commerce elsewhere. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Polls have just closed in Colorado Springs for their mayoral election. Wayne Williams and Yemi Mobilade are in a runoff tonight. More than 32% of active voters in Colorado Springs had cast a ballot as of yesterday. Hear updates from KRCC throughout the evening and online at cpr.org.